Drinks. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Coming up on the program today, Mead's new song is getting a lot of reactions, and none of it is positive. Plus, an Easter pea party, a love-struck pedo calls in a fake school shooting, and find out which TikToker finally started wiping his ass again. All is coming up today. Distorted View Daily proudly presents the continuing adventures of Peter and Raymond.
Shut up, Lowen! I didn't see you trying to cut your toenails. I don't want to see you cut your toenails, so why would I worry about it? For God's sake, shut up, Lowen! I don't want to watch you cut your toenails. Don't do that. Those are all mine. I pay for them, not you. I would like to have eaten tonight also, but I can't because of you talking about toenails. Nobody wants to watch you cut your toenails, and nobody would steal your toenail clippers.
Don't bother me. Go to bed. Don't bother me. Just go to bed.
Go to bed.
I don't want to hurt you.
Go to bed.
I don't want to hurt you.
I am telling you, go to bed.
I'm telling you, you fucking piece of shit.
You're making a fool of yourself.
You steal anything from me
this time.
You're
making a fool of yourself.
I'll put your ass in fucking prison.
Go to bed.
I will put you.
Go to bed.
I'll put you in prison this time.
Don't touch me. You'll be down if you do.
Okay.
Don't you touch me. You go to bed right now.
Don't.
Go to bed.
Hey.
Go to bed.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Go away.
Okay.
You get there.
I did not attack him.
You go to bed. No, you did attack me.
I did not attack him.
You go to bed. Go to bed, you dirty little man.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Christian now fears his flatulence.
And I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
You gotta see the pussy or the butthole.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you for your Thursday episode of DV. Have a great one for you. You know, one thing we do a lot of here on the podcast is play awful music. Pretty much since the inception of the show, we've had this thing called the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame, where I nominate horrendous musicians and play some examples of their work. It's great fun. Recently, within the last couple years, I discovered a subreddit called Crappy Music. It's a community of 118,000 people and growing, and they just post examples of bad music. It's like the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame on Reddit, pretty much. There have been so many artists we've already featured here on DV that have been profiled on Crappy Music, and I've also found new shitty artists thanks to the subreddit. It's an invaluable resource. To my absolute delight, when I was looking for content for the podcast the other day, I noticed a familiar face in a thumbnail. The Crappy Music subreddit had discovered, Mead Skelton. Ooh, a special piece of fanfare music for Mead. Someone posted that new song Mead performed during his Easter Sunday live stream, that new holiday classic about Planet Fitness and trans people and, like, bringing a gun to the gym and shooting them or something. The song is completely fucking unhinged. Anyways, I'm looking through the Crappy Music subreddit. This is becoming one of the most popular posts in the last, I don't know, week or two. It currently has 250 upvotes and almost 200 comments. Oh, and are they brutal in the comments? Now, guys, you have to believe me when I say I didn't post this. This is not my doing. I pinky swear this is not like an alt account of mine. That being said, I'm loving every fucking second of this. Bunch of people mocking Mead's writing style.
Yeah, rural noun, simple adjective, no shoes, no shirts, no Jews. I wrote another banger.
Other comments include, looks like he was homeschooled and never graduated. Someone else replied, looks like he was homeschooled and had a crush on his teacher. These people on Reddit do not fuck around. They go after Mead pretty hard. I'm supposed to believe this guy's been in a Planet Fitness? The way this guy talks creeps me the F out. The tone, the cadences, what he says, all of it. This is satire, right? This is something we've been grappling with for years. Every once in a while, we're like, Mead can't be for real. There is no one this cartoonish except for Foghorn Leghorn, right? Throughout the thread, links to other Mead videos are posted. I wonder how Mead feels about this. On one hand, he's getting so much attention. This is what he craves. New people discovering his music. Unfortunately, I don't think it's his crowd. This is more of the hipster coffeehouse crowd that he's always railing against. You know, the commies. So someone watched Mead's recent video where he's talking about Planet Fitness and building his own gym. He starts quoting Mead. I want to put a cage in here. Then he says he's a serious weightlifter, but calls it a curling thingy. What's with the weird squinting thing that Mead does? Yeah, I've noticed that too. I assume it's like autistic twitch or something. I don't know. Other great observations. This dude's got something off with him. Okay, well, you're not exactly digging deep here. We all know that. Low IQ or some shit, but he doesn't seem to be all there. He's like one of those autistic fedora-wearing kids pretending to be an anime character, except he's got a cowboy impression going on here. I actually kind of hope Mead doesn't find out about this thread, which, unfortunately, spoiler, he has. We'll get to that in a moment. But, you know, they go after his looks a lot, and Mead is very self-conscious about that, and he focuses a lot. So this is probably going to destroy him. So let me read some more comments. Sorry, I'm a monster. He has the cold, dead look of someone with severe brain damage. He looks like a typical Planet Fitness member. We're talking about a place that has pizza parties while you work out. Dude's probably closeted. He wears dresses at home. He puts the lotion on the skin. These are my people. I guess I could provide a link on the show notes today if you want to read along with me. Another great comment. That's the most cheerful song I've heard about murdering a human in cold blood. And then the original poster replied. Yeah, he does that. He's got a pro-lynching song called C is for Commie. You know, I read through, I don't know if I read through every single comment on this thread yet. I will. I'm taking my time and savoring it. But I did do a search for the word pervert and I couldn't find it. So I was like, you know what? I gotta chime in here. The world needs to hear Mead's best song. So I wrote something like, you know, being a bit of a Mead historian myself, my favorite song that really encapsulates what Mead is all about has to be, of course, Pervert Marriage. And then I provided a link to that. So hopefully that amazing song will now reach a wider audience as well. I don't know if the person who originally posted this is a DV listener or if they found out about Mead through some other source. Like, you know, there's plenty of YouTube videos on him or maybe Fairfax Underground, that message board. Whatever. I will say that Mead is losing his goddamn mind over all of this. Apparently, Mead is asking around, trying to figure out who made that Reddit post. I don't see why. It's a big deal. It's a free fucking country. You put your music out there. You want people to share it. I mean, you know, not on the subreddit crappy music, but, you know, that's what happens when you're a public figure and you put your stuff out there. You're open to criticism. Don't believe me? Tune into the voicemail segment, where 75% of the calls start off, hey, faggot. And that's coming from people who are usually still listening to the podcast. Now, what's really funny is, if you know anything about Mead, he tends to pull from the same playbook every time something like this happens. It's on display over at YouTube, where on a lot of Mead's videos, particularly ones that have not been well received, you'll see a bunch of negative comments and then a couple of odd ones that are like fawning over Mead, right? They're super positive. Those are Mead's alts. He's just, you know, he's pretending to be Mead Skelton fans. And the same thing happened here on the subreddit. It's so sad. He wrote comments replying to people calling him fat, saying, not really any fatter than the average American. And he's actually kind of cute, though. The thing is, if you look at the user account information, you can see his other posts. And one of the places this very same account posted on was the subreddit Face Ratings, a subreddit where you can upload a photo of yourself and have people comment on your looks, give you a rating. I mean, this is the one of the few things Mead consistently talks about. So not only does this account sound like Mead, he uploads a photo of himself. And he did that 8 days ago, which is long before this like crappy music post happened. So this account has been around for a while. It's odd because even though he posted this 8 days ago, no one has rated his face. I think one of the reasons is like 90% of the posts are from females. So I think it's mostly guys just looking to rate women. Sounds like an awesome, very healthy subreddit. Check out r/face ratings. Well, there you go. You know, Mead is finally starting to get some of his music out there. I don't think this is exactly the way he wants to do it. The funny thing about Mead is, you know, when you finally do start to feel bad for him when something like this happens, you're like, oh my God, this is probably gutting him to see all these negative comments. You then run across something else Mead has done and you're like, oh, he's a shitbag. I was looking on the Apricity. I know I shouldn't have. I was looking on the Apricity to see if maybe he mentioned what was going on over there on Reddit. And instead, I found a post titled, "Sex is Ridiculous and Useless."
Sex is ridiculous. He is literally just poking himself in and out of you, making some stupid face until goo comes out.
Mead talks about sex like those clueless teenagers in that 1950s sex education film we played a long time ago.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
Wet dream? What's that?
Oh, you know, the sperm comes out of your penis.
Sperm?
Yeah, sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby.
Yeah, sex is gross. Sticky stuff that's actually part of a baby comes out of your penis.
Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
Ugh, I hate my brother. He's a commie real estate agent. Yeah.
No, he never says much about anything.
He's disowned the family.
So that means you can start a baby.
It's almost like Mead doesn't even understand that. He's like, why would anyone ever have sex? Sex is useless. It's actually the exact opposite of useless. Probably the most useful thing we can do to continue, you know, the species. All right.
If he's wearing protection, that goo goes into a little plastic bag and then he has to go dispose of the goo bag. It's not a serious endeavor. Grow up.
Deep thoughts from Mead Skelton. My favorite comment was from Platitude Paul or something like that. He says, why did you formulate it from the receiver's perspective of sex? Which is something I didn't notice at first, but it makes sense. Like, if you were going to talk about it, you would say, you know, sex is weird. You know, you're sticking your dick in someone and then you come in a condom. Like, that's how I would word it. But it's so foreign to Mead. It's like it's about a different guy. He literally pokes himself in and out of you. It's like Mead is the one getting penetrated in his own example. Sorry. It has just been a bad couple days for poor Mr. Skelton on the internet. He is getting pummeled and poked in and out, I guess. Well, there you go. That's all I got for you on Mead. Hang in there, buddy. I liked your new song, for what it's worth. All right, let's move on. Hey, one of our newer TikTards is McDavio. Now, that is a name you might not recognize, but I think if you hear his voice, you'll know exactly who he is.
Good morning, Apple Butter.
Good morning, Apple Butter. He's the Good Morning Apple Butter guy. We still don't know a lot about him because it's incredibly difficult to figure out what he's saying.
Apple Butter, before I get down to make sure to double work and bowl. I'm down to get up to 200 bowls and bowls. Now, I'm going to do a bus. I can eat a cooker.
That last word was cookie. I do know that because the point of this video is he's going to time himself and see how fast he can eat a cookie. Other recent posts include deep throating a banana. What?
Good morning, Apple Butter. Two burger to work and bowl.
Peeling the banana.
Just one more time.
Apparently he's been working on his deep throating technique. He's going to try this one more time.
Do because you were going to bowl.
Dabba dabba do. He gets, I don't know, half the banana in his first bite. Like, what, 3 inches? I can work with that. Now, the thing about this guy is when he has to say something important, right, he will use a text-to-speech program so we can all sort of understand what he's saying. Recently, there's been some big changes in his life. Previously, he would only shower once a week, and he would not wipe his ass after shitting. Well, a couple of weeks ago, there's been some changes to his hygiene routine.
What about Bubba?
Oh, I thought I was going to use text-to-speech here.
And I know what you would have got no... That I doubted whooping my other gun, number one, and number...
Okay, we can sort of understand what he's saying here.
I doubted whooping my other gun.
He started wiping his ass again.
I doubted whooping my other gun, number one, and number two. I doubted taking a towel more than... I doubted taking a towel 2 times to work instead of 1 time to work.
Okay, I can sort of understand him. It might help that there's actually some clues, you know, that he wrote a caption. He started showering 2 times a week, and he started wiping his ass again. Well, that deserves some praise. Good job, sir. I think he's proud of himself as well, because he actually made quite a few videos about this.
Yesterday, before checking out of my hotel, I took a shower. I started showering 2 times a week instead of 1, and I wiped my ass again.
There's the text-to-speech. And another video.
Hi, everyone. Someone asked me if I wiped my ass again, and yes, I started wiping my ass again also.
Some people, though, just don't want to believe that he's wiping his butt again. People will leave comments like, let it crust over.
Morning. I don't know if you know how to read, but last night I made a video called I Wiped My Ass Again.
Yeah, it's like right in the name of the title, asshole. Someone else wrote a comment, talk about the crust.
Someone commented, talk about the crust. Well, since everyone has poop on their minds, so why not? I stopped wiping my ass for a few months, but I started wiping my ass again 3 weeks ago, so I'm clean now, and I also started taking 2 showers a week instead of 1 time.
I like how this motherfucker gave up wiping his ass for Lent. That's a new one. I don't know how God feels about that. All right, well, there you go. That's McDavio. Little update for you. Moving on, it's been a few weeks, I think, since we've done an airplane freakout video. That doesn't mean there hasn't been any. Of course there has. We just haven't had time to play these things. So let's rectify that situation right now.
Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom.
She's saying that as she's about to be arrested. So I've got some bad news coming her way. The one thing you can't do with freedom is get arrested.
Under arrest.
That's fine. No. I've been there before.
No, she's okay with it. Been there, done that. She's a pro.
I'm not scared. I have fucking been there before. This nigga's hurting my elbow. He's hurting my wrist.
She's all over the place, and she refuses to blink. Just a little detail I think you should know. She's got those wild eyes like she's definitely on something.
You're hurting me, Sheriff. You're hurting me, Sheriff.
I can't tell if she's being serious here or if she's just being dramatic to be funny. It sounds like the rest of the people on the plane are getting a kick out of this. They're all laughing.
Why are you choking? I can't breathe. Why are you touching my leg? Why are you touching my leg?
She can't breathe because her legs are being touched. She's a fish. She breathes through them like gills.
This is George Floyd. Everybody's gonna have to fucking wait until my crossover from my nephew feels better on my ankle.
Okay, well, I understand your frustration, but that really has nothing to do with this situation.
Yo, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
Yo, nigga.
People who aren't white the N-word, which I don't think is right. She is black, though, so she's allowed to say it, I guess.
After you, I don't like the pressure. My
Oh, she wants the police officers to walk in front of her because she doesn't... There's too much pressure if she's the one walking in front of them. It's interesting what she gets worked up over.
After you, I don't like the pressure. My I'll give up. all these people this fucking space they need. But this fat bitch is a bitch. This fat bitch is a bitch.
I thought she was being nice to her other passengers at first, but she's turning on them now, calling them fat bitches. Someone could easily turn that line into a song, though. I'm waiting for the "This Fat Bitch is a Bitch" remix.
This fat bitch is a bitch. This fat bitch is a bitch. This fat bitch is a bitch.
I like it. It's a fat beat. A fat bitch beat.
We see you hit him.
Oh yeah, she did try to slap a cop just a second ago, and so now they're totally going to arrest her.
You just assaulted an officer.
Yeah, she assaults the officer, and then at the end of the video, she insults the officer.
I wasn't gonna go in. I didn't scare anyone. The people are already scared. It's Congo and Palestine.
Okay.
What the fuck are we scared of? We're scared of everything.
Namely, Congo. Congo and Palestine. They're the biggest issues on this flight. Yeah, that's the insult. It's kind of hard to hear, but she says she doesn't want to go to jail. Fatso. She's a sweet talker. I bet you she's going to manage to weasel her way out of an arrest, charming the police officers like that. Hey, fat ass! I don't want to go to jail. All right, well, there you go. Just a little airplane freak out for your Thursday. And finally, before we get into the news today, couple of religious scholars weighing in on a few things. First up, you know, that very tragic, sad bridge collapse in Maryland. I think a couple people died. It's so tragic, I didn't even look into that to confirm anything. It seems like it's tragic, right? A whole bridge collapsing? Sad. But guys, don't be too sad. When it comes to Christianity, you know, the glass is always half full. They're very positive people, so they've got an interesting take on that bridge collapse.
If there is a silver lining to this, it could be that this could be the Lord warning us that the nation is in danger of collapsing. Its bridge to its noble past is being lost. And that hacking might be the thing in the election that is the most dangerous about what takes place. The news blackout. As the blackout on the ship.
If this was a message from God, he's an asshole. At this point, just send an email or something. Just tell us what you want to say directly. Instead of being so destructive, killing people, destroying bridges, incinerating neighborhoods, making shit collapse with earthquakes. If you want us to follow you, be a little more direct. You send all sorts of weird-ass messages. You know, Pat Robertson used to say, when hurricanes destroy cities, that's a message from God. Okay, well, that's a natural disaster. This was like a man-made thing. A boat lost power and hit a bridge. How are we supposed to know that's you, too? It's all just very confusing. Elsewhere in the Jesus sphere, we learn that the national anthem makes reference to Donald Trump. Wrap your mind around this.
Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just.
I guess I don't know the Star Spangled Banner as well as I should. This line or lines, they appear in the fourth stanza of the Star Spangled Banner.
And this be our motto, in God is our trust. Hmm. And the Star Spangled Banner in triumph shall wave. I meant to bring the triumph hat there to show that too. So there's the triumph there where you see, you take the I and the H out there, there is a Trump, and not to overdo the Trump thing, but it's there.
Is it though? Is it there? This is a star-spangled stretch is what it is. Never before has politics and religion been so like tied together. All these preachers are, all they do is they talk about politics. How demonic Biden is. Senile, maybe. Demonic? Come on. These, like, religious political pastors were going insane the last few days because apparently on Easter, it was also the Trans Day of Visibility. As if we don't see trans people. I can spot them a mile away. I'm not trying to be rude here, but they're plenty visible. They're all over the place. It's all I hear about are trans people. Okay, it's understandable. They want a holiday. Everyone gets a day. Trans people are no different. Biden wrote a tweet or something in support of Trans Visibility Day. conservatives and religious people jumped on that, talking about how evil Joe Biden is for making Trans Visibility Day the same day as Easter, yada, 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 right? It only takes about 10 seconds of research to learn Joe Biden did not pick Easter for Trans Visibility Day. It's just the day, that's what the day is, right? March 30th of every year is Trans Visibility Day. It just so happens this year, Easter falls on that same day. Let's listen to one pastor describe the situation.
They took Christmas away from us, and now everyone wants to say season's greeting.
Hold on. Let me get some sad violin music here. This is just awful. They took Christmas from us.
They took Christmas away from us, and now everyone wants to say season's greetings.
No one does that, by the way. And this is coming from someone who actually would like to say season's greetings to people. You know, like cashiers, my barista. Quite frankly, it's just too awkward to say. Merry Christmas is just, you know, it comes out nice and quickly. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. That's why I say it. Season's greetings. There's like too many S's. Season's greetings. Season's greetings to you. Stupid. No one says that.
And now they're trying to take Easter away from us and make it a transgender day of visibility. What we are seeing is the anti-Christian.
You know, it's interesting. As he's saying this, there's footage of Joe Biden at the White House standing next to the Easter Bunny. Actually, multiple Easter bunnies. There's eggs all around him. Not a tranny Easter Bunny in sight. That's for fucking sure.
The anti-Christian bigotry at an all-time high. And I say to Christians out there, what are you going to do in November?
Masturbate to the thoughts of the crucifixion, right? No?
You just got slapped in the face by the Obama-Biden regime. How are you going to respond when you go?
Obama's not even in the picture anymore. He's like doing podcasts with Michelle in Chicago or something.
Obama-Biden regime. How are you going to respond when you go to the polls? Will you support the party that peed on Easter Sunday?
Is that what Joe Biden did? Fuck yeah, I'm going to vote for him. That's punk rock, man. Pissing all over a holiday like that. Whip that dick out, Joe. Your move, Trump. You better figure out a way to one-up him. I'm thinking you're going to have to take a shit on a Thanksgiving turkey while wearing one of those pilgrim hats. That's what you're going to have to do if you want my vote back. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Become a member today and get even more Distorted View. You know, I do two free episodes typically a week. Sideshow Freaks get three additional Sideshow exclusive episodes. That makes this truly a daily podcast. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime option. There's a couple ways to sign up. Of course, you can go to superfreaksideshow.com. If you sign up there, you get access to a personal RSS feed that you can plug into most podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Podcast Addict. It's just got to play nice with like premium feeds, ones with usernames and passwords. Of course, you can always download the episodes on the website as well. For an even easier way to gain access, if you happen to use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also sign up right inside of those apps. Just a few taps and you'll see all the exclusive shows appear right alongside the free episodes. Yesterday's episode was Sideshow exclusive, and I'll be doing another one tomorrow. So it's a great time to sign up. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. Another way to help support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. Every little bit helps. If you pledge at least $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. Told you guys a couple days ago that I'm working on ordering some DV stickers that I'm going to mail out to everyone who pledges at least $5. If you're interested in that, sign up now. Hopefully later this month or sometime in May, those stickers, sticker packs will go out. Patreon.com/distortedview again is the address. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, we got one here from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Daddy, hold my Florida. This almost fucked up state. Shepherd, hear me now.
Florida, this
is our most fucking sweet. Praise be to the Lord.
This story is actually a collaboration between Florida and our friends up north, Canada, and it features something we can all relate to. Dating children and bomb threats. No? Just me? Strange. All right. In Marion County, Florida, a Canadian individual was apprehended on Wednesday for making hoax calls about a school shooting threat. During those calls, he also insinuated there was a hostage situation. That right there will probably add a few more years to his jail time. This is all according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office. William Tuckett, age 20, was apprehended by police up where he lives, up in Ontario, Canada. Now, back in February, authorities were alerted to a supposed active shooter situation at Dunnellan Middle School, leading to a significant law enforcement response. A 911 call recording released on Monday revealed the caller, who claimed to be a local named Nick, threatening to enter the school and shoot everyone. Sounds like a school shooter to me. Although, if you were serious about shooting up a place, why would you call the police beforehand? It's like you want to be caught. It's so fucking transparent. What a loser, right? This is why no one likes you. This is what turned him into a school shooter, probably. I've got some of the 911 call here.
Rest of the emergency?
It's at Dunnellan Middle School.
Now, remember, this is a 20-year-old guy pretending to be a middle schooler calling in a school shooting. He's doing a pretty good job. It's pretty convincing. He sounds like a young guy, right?
Thank you. And may I have your name, please?
Bobby.
My name is Nick. Yeah. I don't want to give my last name out because sometimes I get insecure about giving it. So
you're calling 911 to tell them you're about to shoot up a school. What do you have to be insecure about anymore? Do people make fun of your last name? Yeah, I promise I won't make fun of your last name like the other kids. What's your last name, Nick? Come on. It's Tit Angler. Tit Angler? Oh, man.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
Kids must love you.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I have an AR-15 and that I was about to go into my school right now. And I'm in a red SUV and I'm about to go into my school and shoot everyone.
What the fuck do you want me to do with that information, Nick? Don't do it. What do you think I'm going to tell you?
Okay. Where are you located right now?
Saskatchewan. I mean, Florida.
Right, but what part of Florida?
The middle part.
Are you sure you're in Florida?
Yeah, Orlando. The only place he knows.
I'm in the parking lot right now at my school.
Okay. What? Can you tell me exactly what's going on?
I mean, bitch, I gave you the broad strokes here. Gun, walking into school, gonna shoot it up. I mean, I don't want to have to spell everything out here.
I've been just feeling really suicidal lately, and people have been bullying me as well at school. And I'm about to honestly shoot some kid right now. I have a gun pointed at one kid already, so.
Ooh, who? Is he a popular one? A football jock or something? Or are you just picking someone out at random? I'd be way too nosy as a 911 operator.
Okay. Well, how long have you been there for?
I've been there for about a few years now, probably since grade 8.
Now, if I were the 911 operator at this point, I would call bullshit on the guy. Grade 8, you say? That's not the way we talk here in the United States. You're from Canada! Busted, asshole! Grade 8. We say 8th grade. It's a difference. It's a subtle difference, but it's very important, and it's a dead giveaway. I think I could turn this into a great primetime drama. It's like a superpower of mine, you know? Like, I'm a 911 operator, but I can sniff out the bullshit.
Okay. Have you always lived in this area?
Oh, she might be onto him, too.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Okay.
Grade 8.
Well, do you go to that school?
I'm going to shoot the kid right now.
Don't do that, Nick.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I'm about to shoot someone right now.
How old are you, Nick?
I'm a boot 20. Oh, are you? You're about to shoot someone in a boot 20. And how tall are you? You know, around. I'm a boot 5. You are so Canadian. The incident, of course, was later confirmed to be a false alarm. The sheriff's office reported another fake call the following day concerning a hostage situation, prompting another law enforcement response. Investigations pointed to Tuckett as the source of the call, who was allegedly in communication with a 13-year-old in Marion County, believing that they were in a relationship. The hoax calls reportedly began after the teenager ceased communication with Tuckett, and then he just lost his goddamn mind. Tuckett has been charged with 3 counts of public mischief and 3 counts of conveying false information. Following a bail hearing, he was released and is expected to appear in court on April 22nd. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida and Canada. Second story we have for you today. This one may be a DV News update. I kind of recall some guy jerking off in the supermarket. It may have just been a wet dream of mine, or it could have been a DV News story. I can't quite remember. But yes, there is some new information here. On April 2nd, law enforcement authorities conducted a search at the residence of a supermarket employee in Colorado who was under suspicion for a series of 20 incidents of indecent exposure. During the search, they found disturbing videos of the man, a registered sex offender, contaminating various food products with his bodily fluid. And you know what bodily fluid it was. Among the contaminated items were cupcakes from a special order, oh no, which were later consumed by children at a birthday party. More innocent childhoods ruined. You hate to see it. No, that's obviously awful. Think about it. How many times have you eaten grocery store food? You don't want that shit semen frosted. At least most of you probably don't want this shit semen frosted. There's a few of you, probably. This is Distorted View Daily, after all. The idea of ingesting a stranger's semen-laced cupcake sounds exciting. The investigation into 32-year-old Stephen Masalta is outlined in a court affidavit prepared prior to his arrest last month. Masalta faces numerous felony and misdemeanor charges and is currently detained with a $250,000 cash bond. The case against Masalta originated from a police probe into a series of obscene acts that took place over 5 months outside various coffee shops in Loveland and Fort Collins. A male suspect, masked with a face covering, would appear outside of the shops in early hours and engage in masturbation in view of the employees inside. At times, the suspect was observed recording himself during these acts. Surveillance footage from some of the crime scenes showed a silver sedan near the locations at the time of the incident. Investigators identified the vehicle as a 2015 to 2017 Hyundai Sonata. So this guy was doing pretty well for himself. He drives a Sonata, after all. Go ahead and blow your load wherever you want, sir. Further searches in law enforcement and sex offender databases linked a 2016 Hyundai Sonata with California plates to Stephen William Masalta, a resident of Fort Collins, located about 50 miles from Denver. Masalta was previously convicted as a sex offender for installing hidden cameras in the women's bathroom of the New Life Community Church. That was near Sacramento, California. In 2015, California police arrested him for placing a phone inside of a tissue box on a toilet, which covertly recorded 14 women and 6 underage girls over several months. Masalta confessed to a detective from the Woodland Police Department that he masturbated to the videos he made, including while he was inside the church. Ooh, you going to hell for that? Yes, police seized 3 phones, 2 laptops, an iPad, and 4 flash drives when they executed a search warrant at his home. A journal with Masalta's name where he discussed his sexual immorality and sex addiction and deviant impulses was also found. Yeah, this is what makes him an idiot criminal. He kept a journal outlining every single one of his illegal activities. I'm guessing that's going to be admitted into evidence. A subsequent search of Masalta's car revealed 2 more phones and printed images of women. He just, like, left evidence all over the place. In his house, in his car, some unclothed women, taken from angles suggesting that the women might not have been aware they were being photographed. Some photos had handwritten notes about the women's physical appearance and the writer's desire for sexual contact. Drawings of ejaculating penises were found on some images. Well, that's not illegal. We all doodle. I've been known to draw my fair share of ejaculating penises as well. Stains, oh Jesus, stains on the car seat that fluoresced under alternative light sources indicated the presence of bodily fluids. Wow, you're just totally going to embarrass this guy, huh? Airing all of his dirty business in this new story. An examination of Malta's phones, guess what? Uncovered a variety of disturbing videos. One video, recorded just this past January, showed someone believed to be Masalta masturbating and touching his genitals to donuts.
I'm sorry.
He was touching his genital to donuts in a grocery store. I bet you know, he was sticking his dick in the hole, right? At that time, Masalta was employed as a night stalker, S-T-O-C-K-E-R. He saved the other type of stalking for the daytime. Yeah, he was a night stalker at a local grocery store, specifically a Safeway in Fort Collins. He previously worked at Starbucks. Oh, God. You know what? Pastor James Manning could have been right this whole time. There is semen in our lattes.
Is that they were taking specimens of male semen, and they were putting it in the blends of their lattes.
And why? Why would they do that, Pastor Manning?
You know, the taste of semen is quite a flavor.
It is indeed quite a flavor. The phones also contain evidence related to Masalta's crimes at local coffee shops and videos showing a man masturbating and rubbing his genitals on food items at a grocery store. Products contaminated with Masalta's seminal fluid and genitals include strawberries in a plastic container. Ting. Donuts. Ting. We already mentioned those. Cupcakes. Ting. And a large bucket of commercial pastry frosting. In one video, Masalta is seen masturbating and touching his penis to a batch of 12 cupcakes. These cupcakes were part of a special order placed by a female customer who requested extra sprinkles. She also wanted Super Mario toys to be added to the cupcakes. She obviously got more than she bargained for. The order label on the cupcake container included these special requests. In total, she ordered 24 cupcakes, but I guess he only contaminated one box of 12. The birthday party for the woman's son was attended by 16 children and several adults. I guess they can all be considered cum-guzzling sluts at this point, because that's exactly what happened. Masalta faces 16 counts now of attempted sexual assault on a child, which is a felony charge. Officer R.J. Tuttle stated that the special order label for the cupcakes, which requested sprinkles and Super Mario toys, indicated that the order was likely intended for children. Detectives worked to contact the families of the kids who ate the contaminated cupcakes. Now that's a phone call I wish was recorded. It just, you know, it goes from bad to worse for this guy. Additionally, since one of Masalta's videos showed a sexual encounter in a car with a naked woman and his internet history included searches for prostitutes in Denver, police believe he may be at increased risk for contracting sexually transmitted diseases. Masalta is scheduled for a court appearance on May 10th, and investigators have indicated that he could face additional charges. So there you go. It's not unusual for people to have like a fear of flying. That's a big fear, right? Fear of snakes, fear of dying, fear of planes. Typically, though, when you're afraid of a plane, the thing you're afraid of is like going down with the plane, crashing. I don't really have a fear of flying. I do have a different fear of planes now, thanks to this fucking news story. In Muncie, Indiana, a plane crashed near the Delaware County Regional Airport, but that has resulted in the hospitalization of three individuals, the pilot of the plane, and two people who weren't even on it. They were just walking around, having a nice leisurely stroll when a plane comes from the sky out of nowhere and crashes into them. The incident occurred when a private plane crashed onto a walking path adjacent to the airport. Here, this is why I'm particularly freaked out. You know, I do my old lady walks on a regular basis, and the trail that I use, or walking path or whatever you want to call it, starts at a park and it like winds around. And it sort of branches off near an airport, and I routinely walk along that path because it's cool. You're literally walking right by the runway. And so planes are like super close to you as you're walking on this path, like just flying right overhead. And I've thought, you know, when passing, well, that would be crazy. Like, I wonder how many planes have crashed because they misjudged where the, you know, the runway was or something. This could have been me in this news story, right? Yes, the incident occurred when a private plane crashed into a walking path adjacent to the airport known as the Cardinal Greenway. According to the Delaware County Sheriff's Department, the two victims were just walking on the trail, minding their own business, living life, when the plane descended from the sky and crashed into the tree line bordering the path. Chief Deputy Jeff Stanley stated it's uncertain whether the pedestrians were directly hit by the plane or injured by debris. I feel like if they were actually hit by the plane, they would be dead. Even if it was a small plane, right? I'm pretty sure it's just debris hitting them. Stanley expressed his concern for the victims, noting the unfortunate nature of the incident as they were simply out for a walk when the plane struck. The crash site is located near the intersection of Riggin Road and Schaefer Road in Delaware County, close to a trailhead for the Cardinal Greenway. The pilot and the two pedestrians were quickly transported to the IU Ball Memorial Hospital, although the extent of their injuries was not immediately available. Got a propeller stuck in their head. The city of Muncie had earlier reported that the three injured individuals were believed to be in critical condition. Tim Beatty from the Delaware County Regional Airport indicated that the crash happened at around 10:26 a.m. Oh, that's too early to go out for walks. I do all of my physical activity in the afternoon and early evenings, which I feel bodes well for me because, look, maybe this pilot was still a little groggy, didn't get a good night's sleep, didn't have his morning cup of coffee yet. I feel like less crashes like that happen in the late evening. Anyway, it involved a single-engine Piper aircraft en route to the Muncie Airport. Authorities are urging people to stay clear of the area as the investigation progresses. Well, there you go. Just a little freak airplane accident there. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. To hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. All right, we've got some patrons calling in today, actually a lot. I'll probably not get through them all today. We'll finish them up tomorrow, but let's start.
You motherfucker.
Fuck you! Fuck you, asshole!
Motherfucker.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Getting on my phone line and you calling me a motherfucker. You're the motherfucker, asshole! I can ban you so quick. I can mute you. I can block calls from you, you son of a bitch!
Motherfucker. No. You motherfucker. I am a dedicated listener. By the way, this is a promo code freak.
Oh, okay.
I'm a dedicated listener. I listen to all the episodes pretty much as soon as they come up. But I've had a busy week, and here I am getting caught up on episodes on a Wednesday. My guard was down. I was just a vulnerable little boy.
And I think I know where this call's going.
All of a sudden, I get this hour of ads, you know, and you got me. I always look forward to the April Fool's shows. After 10 years of listening, I'm not going to skip a single episode. I listened to the entire thing, and boy, am I glad I did. Because later, I had been drinking hard, probably because of depression from listening to that episode.
Nice.
I've been drinking hard.
You can't sue me for that. You can't sue me for depression.
Like, well, I'm out of drinks. I need to go get more. So I went out for a ride. And while I was driving, I got pulled over by the cops. And you will... Oh, the fear that I had, Tim. The fear that I had was insurmountable. Now, thanks to your ads... I had a can of Dr. Pepper sitting right next to me. I chugged that bitch down.
Oh, so that the Dr. Pepper ad got you like thinking, oh, I could really go for a Dr. Pepper. I may have saved you from a DUI.
The officer came up. He says, sir, I'm going to need you to do a breathalyzer. I said, oh, God, please, please no. But I couldn't refuse, kind officer. So I blew, and the Dr. Pepper counteracted the effects of alcohol.
Is that how that works?
100% fact. Hmm. If you're ever caught drinking and driving, just chug a can of Dr. Pepper.
It's got to be the combination of those 23 flavors.
Also, thanks to your ad, that was completely in French. I am now completely fluent in that language. So, merci, Tim.
No.
Oh, and this call was brought to you by Promo Code Freak.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Promo Code Freak. Once again, proving that Distorted View saves lives. Or at least improves shitty lives. Although, if this guy really was driving drunk and the Dr. Pepper masked the alcohol in the breathalyzer test and the police officer subsequently just let him go, continue driving drunk, I may have put a bunch of people at risk. Like, he could have mowed down a bunch of children or something. I don't know. All right, so, you know, I improve people's lives, but I also put people's lives in danger. That's what this podcast is all about, baby.
Hello, Timmy Boo.
Hello.
This is lifetime sideshow member Opus the Penguin.
Oh, yeah, I know you.
I was actually listening to one of your best of shows, which reminded me that it was one of the greatest setups in the entire world. It was called Man Impregnates Mailbox.
Okay.
That was when you had the entire year where you were setting up for an April Fool's episode about the deja vu. And it was also the one where you called the lady on the NAMBLA website that left you a voicemail and threatened to kill you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you still have her number, but you should call her back.
I feel like I lost that number a while ago.
Bye.
Wow. What an episode, man. We were setting up for our April Fool's Day show, talking to people who assumed I was a pedophile.
Hey, T-Boo, have you tried the new Baja Blast flavors?
I don't like mango, and I know the Laguna Lemonade has mango, and I'm pretty sure I don't like the other one either.
Point Break Punch or Laguna Lemonade?
Or maybe I didn't get a chance to try the Fruit Punch one. Lord Douche did, though.
If not, I have some and can send them your way. If so, then... Well, I guess I'll have extra soda to drink.
You keep that soda for yourself, because I have access to that soda, and I don't want you to waste your money on shipping something that I can easily get. And I have tried the Laguna Lemonade, and I hate it. Thank you.
Hey, Timothy, it's Meowness. In today's show, you were talking about, you're kind of doubting whether you did the April Fool's Day episode right, or if you had laid it out properly or whatever. Cam, dude, don't listen to anybody. Like, that, the way that you did it was perfectly executed.
Oh, thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's not to everyone's taste. Some people were probably just annoyed over the whole thing, but thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's do one more call here, and then we will call it a day.
What'd it do, Timmy Boo? It's Point Toilet. I haven't called in a while. I've just been quietly listening to the show.
Things oh, good. Have been glad
great.
You're still around.
Keep up the good work. I wanted to call in a couple things and try to be fast. One, Veed Skelton's new song, I'm kind of concerned. I'm taking it at face value, but from my point of view, it sounds like he's going to grab this trans person with his child watching as he takes them into the bathroom, may or may not physically and or sexually assault them, and then castrate them with the shotgun.
That's what you got from the song? Yeah, the shotgun part really was concerning. I wish he wouldn't have included that at the end.
Very, very DV fetishy, but I don't know.
Well, believe me, Amid is receiving a lot of backlash for that song. The world has been made aware, or at least a larger group of people have been made aware of Mead thanks to that subreddit post.
Yeah, I need to go see someone for that. DragonCon was talking about anime. I think it's really cute. Your guys' anime taste is like 5 to 10 years behind.
Yeah, well, you know, Lord Douche doesn't like to... He was just telling me, because I mentioned that a listener called and was talking to him about anime, and he's like, I don't pay for anime. I don't, you know, it's just whatever's on Netflix at this point, you know, one of the streaming things.
But since Lord Douche likes popular shonen, might as well watch.
Oh, he was telling me about another one he's watching, too. Oh, he wanted me to mention it, and I can't remember what it is. It's about little kids. It's called hentai. No. Oh, what is it? I can't remember. He was going through the plot of the show, and I
Demon
kind of glazed over.
Straight and Jujutsu Kaisen.
Some violent show. Kids.
Demon Flayer, Straight and Jujutsu Kaisen. Those are the two biggest ones right now. So
Demon Slayer. That sounds kind of familiar.
We'll pick those out. And I do. I also second the Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man is my favorite manga currently running, and it has a great adaption. So check that out. Also, I'm going to be in California with my boyfriend, so
I won't
be here for the eclipse.
Yeah, you're not going to be anywhere near the eclipse.
So if something catastrophic happens and everyone in Ohio dies, I love you, Timmy, just so you know. I won't be here for it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I'll mourn you quietly in the other state that I'm in if this eclipse is some sort of omen.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, enjoy your time in California. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. God is it, oh God.
Will you support the party that peed on Easter Sunday?
Spread the distortion, STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, a thumbs up or like wherever you can rate and review podcasts. If you're sideshow freaks, I will see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back next week doing shows for everyone. Until then, bye everybody. Hollywood is celebrities taking diabetes medicine to lose weight. Shortages of Ozempic and other glucose-regulating medicines have been common, but now you can turn to Kroger for life-saving alternatives, like the Serbian-imported Jetsa Ubratsi 900 milligram, an Eastern European medication that loosely translates to liver crack. Let Jetsa Ubratsi turbo boost the organ that's in charge of regulating your blood sugar levels. Side effects include violent organ vibrations, dislodgement of the liver, internal body temperature spikes in excess of 200 degrees, and sudden hardening of hair follicles. If skin begins to bubble, contact your physician immediately. Ask your friendly Kroger pharmacist if Jetra Ubratsi OTC is right for you. It's springtime price busting all this week at your neighborhood Kroger.
For the best of everything, let's go Kroger. You can always count on us.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.